And if you'd like to ask a question here about what's happening in the small business loan arena, Bridget Gaynor from the County of Cook, she is a commissioner, is going to explain how the county is helping people with their small business loans. If you're a small business owner and you would like some help on this, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Bridget, thank you for being with us. As always, it's a pleasure.
Oh, yeah, of course. Great to be here.
All right, let's talk about what the county is doing. And how is the county different from what the federal money is in terms of small business loans?
So look, the federal government, the city, the state, the county, everyone's trying to do something. The SBA, as we know, in the bill that passed last week, there's $377 billion out there for small businesses. But it's first come, first serve. And, you know, like a lot of big federal programs, isn't totally intuitive. So we're running a bunch of webinars. We did one last week, and we had 250 businesses sign up for it and about as many questions. Tomorrow we have one for the small developers with the land bank, people who do rehab and construction. And then there's another one on Thursday with cranes. So we're trying to get the word out. We've taken everyone who works in my office, and they're running office hours every day, 8 to 6, to answer people's questions. So if you're a small business and you want, you're trying to fill out this form, you're trying to figure out how to do it, and you need some help, just pick up the phone, call the office. It's routed to everybody's cell phone, and they can walk you through the application.
And this is an SBA loan. They could go to the SBA site and fill out the, and then they call your office, and then they go through.
Yeah, if you have questions, I mean, yeah, we go step to step, and there's questions sometimes like, can I pay an independent contractor? You know, if you own a restaurant and you have employees, obviously they're covered, but if you have a guy that delivers for you and he's an independent contractor or a tradesman that maintains your building, that's also part of the cost for your employees, and you can include it, and then you can also pay them. So we really want people to understand what's available to them, because like I said, it's first come, first serve, and so you really want to make sure that some of these small businesses don't get so far behind that they can't recover after the pandemic's over.
And some of this money that they've been that in this CARES Act that's going out, you can get 2.5 times what your payroll is in a month.
Yep.
To as a loan, and if you use it under the right conditions, and that's primarily to keep people employed, your employees employed, and making sure that you're meeting that payroll, that loan is then forgivable. But there's got to be some paperwork trail that proves that up. Otherwise, there would be a lot of less than scrupulous people wanting to be taking advantage of that, right?
Well, for sure. So the way that there's two types of loans. One's called an economic injury loan. You have to prove that you lost money because of Corona, and that's where you apply directly to the SBA, and you can get up to, you know, I think it's $2 million, but a lot of the loans are pretty straightforward. You can also get a $10,000 advance. Now, but that's a loan, and it's not forgivable. So that's a loan. But this Paycheck Protection, you know, grant, they're calling it a loan, but to your point, if you use it to pay, if you use more than 75% of what you get from the government to pay wages for people and keep them employed at their old salary, you can't just pay them something, you have to pay them what they were making. If you do that, then you can, then the loan is forgivable. If you slip below the 75, then it's not. And what they're going to, what they're going to have to track is you're going to then file, like just like you do for a regular employer, either a 1099 or a W-2 for the money you pay those employees, and that's how they're going to determine what's forgivable.
Okay, if you slide below that 75%, right, then it's not forgivable, is that what you said?
It's not, portions of it are not forgivable, so it starts to become like a diminishing amount of it is forgivable, because the whole purpose is to keep people working,
right,
so the economy doesn't totally fall apart.
Yes, that would be the hope here, and I think we're all rather. I mean, you're somebody who also in the private sector. You work in you know, that part of the world where you're consultants and thinking about the way the economy is going to go. And this is all pretty scary. I think a lot of us are just kind of looking at the ground and hoping that maybe something that is not pounding in the back of our brains comes true, which is that it would be almost impossible if this economy gets wet enough, like wet wood, it would be almost impossible to heat back up in any short order.
I mean, look, there's a ton of uncertainty. I mean, we're basing the shutting down of all these businesses on what people model as far as hospital utilization and the availability of beds, but we're guessing on all those things. I mean, a model is not a crystal ball, and it isn't a 100% predictor. It's somebody's best guess on an epidemic and a disease we know very little about. And so I think, you know, Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, just said today, okay, yes, we put out $377 billion. We need another $250 billion out for things like unemployment, direct payments, these, the, you know, the more of this kind of forgivable loan stuff for businesses. And by the way, Congress, I want you to pass it on Thursday. Because remember, this isn't stimulus money. This money, like, burns up like paper in a fire. Like, it's not incenting new activity. It's just helping people survive.
Yep.
And that's what we're doing. The thing is, they can't do that forever.
No, no. And to all of a sudden be at $250 billion, everybody taking credit for it this week is really after $2 trillion. So we just keep adding the money. All right, let's take some phone calls. 312-981-7200. Yeah. Mark, you're on WGN. You're talking to Bridget Gaynor. She's a county commissioner, but also an economic genius. Let's just go with that.
Hey, Bridget. I know you're in charge of the county funds, but as far as the federal, there's been a lot of confusion going on. I own a home inspection business, so I have seven inspectors that work for me. They're all independent contractors. So I'm not sure if they should file independently for themselves or if me as a business should file for them and then distribute funds that I get back as kind of what their average income would be over a month.
Great question.
That is a really good question. And obviously they can do both. I think that, you know, you probably have a better chance because, look, the thing about the Paycheck Protection Program is that you have to go through a bank. Getting the bank to accept and give you the loan, it's based on, you know, 2.5 times your payroll, but the better relationship you have with the bank, the more they know about you, the less they have to underwrite you and learn about you, the more likely you are to get the loan and to get it quickly. I would imagine that with the business, you know, you've got a business bank, applying on their behalf gives you the option. Now, if you get the loan and they end up being successful and maybe getting it on their own if they apply, you don't have to spend it all, and you can, you know, you can repay or return portions of it if you didn't end up spending it on them. And so maybe the option for you and for them is to do a belt and suspenders approach.
That's really good. That gives me a great option. So thank you very much. Appreciate that.
You bet.
Well, hold it. Before you go, Mark, Mark's gone. But
go ahead.
Okay. I want to ask this question about how you, as a business person, when you're thinking about taking out this loan, and the president was asked this question today at the press conference, that their banks are not actually giving these loans. Some banks are not giving these loans out to people that are not doing business with them already, right? To existing customers. If you're an existing customer, you get the loan. If you're not, you don't. And so the question is, you know, will the government intercede in that? But the other question, I think, from the consumer side, from Mark's side, from the people who are getting these loans, is will that jam you up in some way? I think there's a lot of concern that maybe on the payback, if they do have to pay back the loan or their forgiveness, that there may be some trick at the end. There may be some paperwork. There may be some bureaucracy that they're not aware of. And I hear that from people like, oh, I would do this, but I'm a little afraid. It seems too good to be true. Bridget, what would you say to them?
Yeah.
Look, this is pretty unprecedented that someone announces that, here, I want to give you money, and if you spend it to pay your employees, you don't have to pay it back. Well, of course you're going to. Anyone who doesn't doubt that is probably under 10 years old. I mean, like, of course you're suspicious of that because it does sound too good to be true. Having said that, let's look at the politics right now. You've got a country where our economy, you know, the stock market's totally volatile, 10 times as many employment claims filed than in the Great Depression. And so, and you've got an election in 6-8 months. And so these guys aren't dummies, and I don't think they're also like the Sisters of Mercy who are doing this out of the goodness of their heart. We've got to keep the economy functioning. They also don't want to be the ones for whom it fell apart on their watch.
Yeah.
And I think there's going to be so much scrutiny, and there's going to be a whole set of defenders. I mean, you got 500 people in Congress to vote under the premise that this was to keep people employed and to keep them paid. So I think people should have confidence in that. And you know, in fairness to the banks and to the government, 10% of the money has already gone out the door. $38 billion was paid as of, like, end of day yesterday. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's only 2 business days of the program.
Right.
That's pretty fast. And so
we haven't even gotten to the paychecks yet. We haven't even gotten to the checks that are going to show up either in your bank account. You're going to get electronic transfers, or they're going to show up in your mailbox.
Hard check.
I mean, that's going to be its own situation, and God knows who's going to be getting them, and you know who qualifies for them, and whether people are what they're going to do with them. There, I know there are some people that realize that they're still getting paid, and they want to be able to do something with it. And we'll get to that as they start to hit the mailboxes and their bank accounts later this week, because people will be like, "Well, I don't need this. What do I do with it? Do I send it back? Am I going to get dinged for having it?" I mean, there is just a Santa Claus element to all of this. I get it. I understand why they're doing it. The stock market would go through the floor if they did not do this. I understand that they're just trying to print money to print our way out of this at the moment, and that's our only strategy, which is a really tough place for everybody, especially these economists, to be. But that is a reality. And, you know, as we look ahead, how we get out of this on the other side, I know we got to get through this first, but it may be a little bit of a longer slog than we know.
I think it's going to be a long slog, and I think it makes us ask ourselves a question as a country, like, forget all the stuff about how we were so subject public health-wise and so unprepared, but even in the economy, like, should businesses have to have, you know, say 4 weeks of private unemployment insurance? Should you be able to keep your own people employed? And if you gave that out either with a small business loan or through a bank loan, does that give us an early warning system when this stuff starts to happen again?
Right.
So it's not like this panic.
Bridget Gaynor, Cook County Commissioner, thank you so much for being with us.
Great to talk to you, Ro. Thanks a bunch. Take care.
Thank you.